One of Us by Melissa Benn. Read by Sophie Ward. One realizes that even in harmonious families, there is this double life. The group life, which is the one we can observe, in our neighbor's household and underneath, another, secret and passionate and intense, which is the real life that stamps the faces and gives character to the voices of our friends. One realizes that human relationships are the tragic necessity of human life, that they can never be wholly satisfactory, that every ego is half the time greedily seeking them and half the time pulling away from them. Willa Cather, Essay on Catherine Mansfield, 1925. Better to fall from power, if fall we must, at the hands of a man. Never be rated inferior to a woman. Never. Creon, from Sophocles, Antigone. March 2003. He had given her instructions, a few minutes earlier, on how to find the cafe, his voice barely audible through a sudden raging static on the mobile. It's on that long, ugly road that goes from King's Cross towards Farringdon. Bronze lettering, next to a 24-hour garage. I'll wait for you, outside. I'll be there, you'll see me. Yes, she knows it. A workman's cafe with a broad, pale yellow front, formica tabletops, high-backed wooden chairs, and ketchup oozing out of giant cherry-red plastic tomatoes. She can see him now.